High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, at least on the East Coast, I guess. Commanders OTA is set to start shortly. A little bit ago, we got to hear from Commanders offense coordinator and play caller Cliff Kingsbury. Pretty interesting last, 6 months for Cliff. In January, as the Commanders season was winding down, there was ample talk about Cliff becoming a head coach again, and there were teams that checked in with him. Multiple teams wanted Cliff, and then eventually he pulled his name out of the running for what became the final open job in New Orleans. That New Orleans job probably wasn't a good one. The Derek Carr situation at that time was murky at best. He has since retired, making it murkier. I think for Cliff, staying here made a ton of sense. Oh, I get to work one more year with Jaden Daniels and polish up my resume and maybe go on another deep playoff run? Hell yeah. Cliff's an interesting cat. He's been a head coach. He's been under kind of the brightest of lights, and he really doesn't seem to let much of anything impact him. Enough of me talking about Cliff. Let's hear from Commanders offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury.
So you had – could have gone out and looked for some other jobs, and you didn't. Why did you want to be back this year?
Yeah, DQ has created a tremendous culture. The organization has as well, just starting at the top with Josh and then AP, type of people they brought in. So I'm excited to continue to learn from DQ and these other coaches and continue to try to build this thing.
You've added Debo, Laramie, and all that to help, to obviously building around the office and also around Jaden. Just how do you go about like building off of his first year, and what things have you seen from him already that maybe he's even improved in?
Yeah, he works extremely hard. I mean, that's all he kind of thinks about is how he can get better, and watches a ton of film, watches a ton of football overall. And so that organically really takes care of itself in a way when you have a guy who wants to be that great. And then just the pieces we brought in, high character guys that have done it at a high level, continue to try and take another step with the guys we have coming back. We're just working to get better. I think overall that's a group that's hungry, not just Jaden, but it's a group that's works really well together, very coachable, and wants to improve as a unit.
Cliff, we saw the note you left for Adam Peters on draft night to take Josh Connerly. How was it being the GM for that pick, and why for you was taking an offensive tackle important there?
Yeah, I've known Adam a long time, so we always have fun with each other. But just being around Josh, the type of person he is, his makeup, competitive spirit, the desire to be great, and just he's young. And I think the skill set is definitely there, and the sky's the limit for the talent. I think building it, you see in our division, the team who just won the whole thing, they built it starting up front. And I think to try and keep up with those type teams, you got to continue to do that and stock that room. Injuries happen. We're really impressed with the line last year and the job they did, but injuries happen, and you always got to try and get younger, and the more depth you have in that room, the better you're going to do.
And obviously, I'm sure you had to get away for a little bit after the season, but your communication with Jaden over the course of the last few months, how did that work out? Did you guys meet in person, or was it just text, things like that? How did you guys
text and calls. He like I said, his mind is never very far away from the game, so if he sees something or has a thought, he likes to reach out and talk through it, and so that relationship has really grown, I think, kind of figuring out where we want to continue to get better at.
You talked about Connerly and building up that offensive line. How do you kind of see all those guys? Like, where do you see him playing? Is he a tackle, a guard?
I think DQ said it. I mean, there's really one guy that we see is solidified through and through, and the rest are going to compete and continue to try and get better. And wherever he fits in, he fits in, whether it's starting this year or next year or the year after. That's what I love about this culture DQ has. Everything's earned, and he'll have to earn it as well, and it's a competitive group right now.
And when the season ended with Jaden, was there anything you really emphasized to him going into the offseason that you wanted him to work on?
No. He's a guy, like I said, organically it's going to happen as you continue to work with each other, and he continues to figure out, you know, his game and this offense and mess with the offense. So it was more just get some rest because he wanted to get right back into it. So, hey, get some rest, get away from it, and then attack it. And he's done that. I mean, he is very highly motivated to be as good as he can be, and that's always exciting for the organization.
Regardless of where they end up, how will a bulked up offensive line affect you as a play caller?
You know, that's where it all starts as a play caller. So the ability to, you know, have the entire playbook open and feel comfortable with whatever you call, I think it is always made easier on that group is really good. And I thought last year they were tremendous for what we asked them to do, and playing with the rookie quarterback and really helping him along. And hopefully the pieces we added this year will just make him that much better.
What roles do you imagine for Jalen and Ja'Cory specifically this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty loaded group, you know, so they're going to have to kind of get in where you fit in with this group, and there's not a ton of footballs to go around. So both guys have really attacked it. Great athletes, bring a lot of speed, dynamic players, and so we'll kind of see how this progresses throughout the offseason.
You coach quarterbacks in their first year under your system, the second year. How much does it make a difference when a smart kid like Jaden, when he gets to stay in the same continuity of offense and have that muscle memory?
Yeah, it's huge. I think you look traditionally through the NFL, the guys who've had a ton of success have been able to stay in those long-term, the all-time greats, and just the comfort level, and then you being able to take the ownership of it and understand it inside and out, where now you're correcting people. You don't even need the coaches, and he's kind of getting to that point.
We haven't seen Jaden yet on this offseason, but there's been some speculation over some pictures online that maybe he's put on a little muscle. Does he look different physically?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's still pretty lean, you know, but he's definitely worked really hard at his fitness and the weight room. And I mean, he's here early and stays late and does all the things. So I'm sure I haven't seen his weights, but I'm sure that he's a little bit thicker than he was.
And then you saw a lot of Debo in the NFC West. Mm-hmm. How excited are you to have a guy with that much versatility?
Yeah, one of the best competitors I've gone against as a coach, just seeing him twice a year there in Arizona. I was always so impressed with how Kyle utilized him and did different things with him, and he's a football player through and through. Even being out here at OTAs, just you get him on the field, and he's got a natural feel for things as he's figuring this offense out. But couldn't be more thrilled, having seen it up close and personal for those years, to actually get to work with him. He's, like I said, he's a great football player.
Hey, Coach. Second year with you and Jaden, obviously a lot of the conversation is, well, everybody else has a full season to tape on Jaden and also you as a play caller now. How much do you change and evolve your offense for the sake of changing, and how much do you try to anticipate the fact that they do have all that film on you now?
Yeah, they have a lot of years of play calling on me, actually. So every year you just evolve and really try to maximize who you are as an offense. So we'll see where these new guys fit in. We'll see what we did well last year, what we think we can improve on, and then go from there. But like I said, the guys I've seen that improve year to year are the really hard workers, and that's what Jaden is. So I would expect him to take another big step.
And I don't know if you can really quantify it, but if you can, or however you can answer it, how much are you pulling from your experience from Kyler's second season for Jaden's second season?
Yeah, I think throughout my career, just guys that I've been able to work with in year two, like I said, the biggest deal is just the ownership of the offense and the mastery of it, and where they are very comfortable and checks the line and correcting guys and the timing, the rhythm of plays, their footwork marrying up with every concept. I think that's where they really take a huge step. And traditionally, the second year has been a massive jump for those guys.
Hey, Cliff, the running back room specifically, and Brian Robinson Jr., obviously is a big year for him. Up and down year last year. What do you see from Brian, and what do you expect kind of from that room and from Brian especially this year in that running back room?
Yeah, he's been really focused. The biggest thing that came out of last year, I think, was that any of the guys that we asked to go in and play played at a really high level. And you know, Eckler in his role and what he was able to do, I thought he really had a resurgence. And all the other guys, whether it was J-Mac or C-Rod, whenever their number was called, they stepped up and played at a high level. But B-Rob's a guy who has played at an incredibly high level. I thought early in the year when he was really healthy, you know, he was what we expect him to be. And the focus this offseason has been great. He knows what this year means to him and can mean to us when he plays at that level.
Terry McLaurin and a Deebo Samuel on the field at the same time. I'm sure you're smiling already. How do they complement each other, their skill sets? How can you utilize them together as a package on the field?
Yeah, both tremendous players. You know, Terry taking the top off, doing the things he does with his route tree outside, always scares defenses. And then Deebo, just the myriad of ways you can use him, the touches you can get. He's hard to tackle. That first scan space rarely gets him down. And so just finding ways that he can continue to impact our offense and still get those other guys the football.
And that you saw Jaden bulk up a little bit. Is that something that you and the coaching staff had requested of him or recommended, or did he do that on his own?
I think just through, you know, getting older and working out, I don't think it was anything that we really said, hey, you got to be this weight or that weight. I mean, he knows what he has to do to protect himself and where he feels comfortable playing. But the arm strength, like, he looks better and you can tell he's stronger. There's no doubt.
And when you're bringing in new guys like Deebo Samuel, like Laramie Tunsil, how important is this period, this OTA period, as you're learning your personnel and building that chemistry?
Yeah, it can be good. You know, those guys like that that have done it at such a high level for so long, they're consummate professionals. They're going to show up ready to go, whether it's training camp or OTAs. But I think a lot of times for the younger players, it's pretty vital to get them in here, get them comfortable, so then in training camp they can compete at a high level and feel comfortable.
Hey, Coach, when you look at the offense last year and you assess where you all finish, is it any area that you say that this is where we want to be better this year?
Yeah, I thought, you know, ball security ultimately kind of was where Achilles heel late in the season. Had a bunch that we can't do if you really want to be one of those elite teams. And so I think that's an area that we'll harp on all offseason and try to be better protecting the football.
And looking at one of your wide receivers that you signed this year is Jalen Lane. What have you seen from him in this early stage of the OTAs?
Yeah, he can really roll. Fast, dynamic player. Had a great college career there and very hardworking, very conscientious about his preparation. And it's really picked things up quick. We've kind of moved around to try and challenge him inside, outside, and he's picked it all up. So I'm excited to see how he develops and does in training camp.
Hey there, Coach. At this point in the season, right, it's May, but you, in your role as offensive coordinator, what are you working on right now, and how does that relate to the overall performance of the offense?
Yeah, trying to get the new players of the system, whether it's the young guys, the rookies, or the vets we brought in, really acclimated and comfortable. Some of the veteran guys have a pretty good feel for it. We really streamlined a lot of the stuff we did last year to make sure that this year, well, this offseason was more skill development and not as much scheme. And so really it's about going out there. We're not trying to scheme people up this time of year, but see how you can execute your one-on-ones, win your one-on-ones, work your route technique, things of that nature.
And a popular topic is the schedule, right? Old NFL, you know, schedule drop and all of that. How much do you look at the schedule now, or is it still kind of like we'll just wait until the season gets here and go week to week?
Yeah, I mean, you go week to week, really. The Madrid one will be cool. I'm a big Europe guy, so I'm stoked about that. But other than that, it's, you know, every time that drops, it's the NFL, and every game looks tough on your schedule.
Having potentially more talent on your offense, obviously faster, younger, you know, how is it going to be for you to keep everybody happy and not have, you know, these egos come to fruition because maybe they're not getting their call in a particular game?
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created, where it's, you know, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Deebo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then – you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So,
and then, you know, when you look at the receiver room, obviously with Terry, Deebo, and now Jalen to go with Luke and some other guys, do you feel like they're more interchangeable, that you could play them at all the same positions if need be?
We're working towards that. You know, and Noah Brown being back, I thought was huge to get him back. We got to get him healthy, but a lot of guys who understand the system now, played at a really high level, played great in critical situations last year, and so that'll help the young guys come along. But most of those guys can play either inside or out, which is really what you're hopeful. of.
Just one more quickly about the schedule. When you see all these primetime games, do you get excited about the opportunity to be showcased on, you know, national TV, or do you look at it more as it screws up my week of, typical week of preparation?
Yeah, I get more excited for the players. You know, this is why they do it, to be in those moments and playing those games and work that hard their entire lives to get here. So to have their friends, family, everybody get to see them in that showcase, that's really exciting for those guys. So preparation is always going to be tough in the NFL. It's going to be a busy year. I think it's more you got to appreciate when you get to an opportunity to play on those stages.
Dave, you got it, last one.
Hey, Coach, talk about this time of year being more about developing a player than it is about getting the schemes for Luke McCaffrey. Where do you kind of want to see?
Yeah, I think just mastery of the system more than anything. Like I mentioned last year, had him learn inside and outside, really kind of overloaded him, but you can see the comfort level is there this year. I mean, just watching him move around, he's not thinking as much. He's playing fast and letting his natural gifts kind of take over, and that's what we want to see. So I expect him to take a big jump. All right, thank y'all.
That is Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressing the media. A lot to unpack there. I love Cliff's understanding of having elite football players, and he didn't name any names, but like, yeah, I'm gonna get cussed out on the sideline because guys are gonna want to know why they're not getting the football, and I'm okay with it. Like I know that's going to happen, and specifically the line, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball. They're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players. I couldn't agree with that more. I think about a dude like B. Mitch and the way he's talked about Gary Clark, who was an absolute stud. These dudes want the ball because they want to believe they're going to help you with it. And they think they can help their team and give them the damn ball. I think Kingsbury is such a unique dude and so grounded that it gives Washington just something they wouldn't normally have, man. And I think the way he operates and his calmness combined with Jaden's calmness, obviously there's going to be moments of intensity, but those dudes, like, he got asked, like, oh, have you talked to Jaden? He's like, yeah, we text, we talk. Like, those dudes are probably texting all the time about plays, about receivers, but also about NBA playoffs or like a dope meal they had or some inside jokes we don't know about. Like there's just real relationships out here. And I think, you know, when Kingsbury talks about, yeah, I love what we're building here. I love what DQ's building, what AP's building, what Josh Harris is building. Like it's true. And to me, it really, really resonates. I want to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There is plenty going on in Ashburn. When we return, practice just started. Who's there? Who's not there? We got the updates. Nobody. Go anywhere.